everyone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Life School call.
So good to be on the call with you. So today, we're going to be talking about boundaries, setting boundaries.
Yeah, we have a special call in mind for you today.
Yep.
Sometimes we hear people saying, I have to set boundaries with this person. Or this is an in-law that is just is difficult to be with, and I have to set my boundaries. So this call is about whether or not you need to set boundaries. We're going to look at that, or invite you to look at that. We're going to do a meditation first about this to support you in looking at what setting boundaries means. First, we'll do this short meditation, and then we want to hear from you what your experiences are.
Absolutely. We're really excited to talk about this because, we'll go into that a little bit later. But for right now, what we want you to do, because we want to start interaction right away. So we're going to have you, if you can, just relax and close your eyes if you can. If you can't, that's fine. But only if it's in a safe place. So this is what I want you to do. Just be with yourself for a moment. And just ponder this. Have you ever set a boundary or set an intention to set a boundary or felt a need to set a boundary? Recall that circumstance now. If you've never set a boundary or had an intention to set a boundary, just allow yourself to experience what these words and what that intention means to you. So having this circumstance or this person in mind that you need to set a boundary with, notice what you're feeling in your body. Do you feel that setting boundaries makes your world feel larger or smaller? Do you feel more expansive or more confined than you felt before you set the boundary or boundaries? Which feels better to you, setting a boundary or not setting a boundary? Just notice. Whatever you're feeling, just look inside and see exactly where you're feeling it, what physical sensations you're having. For example, in your stomach area. Notice if you feel anything as you think about setting a boundary or you need to set a boundary. Notice what you're feeling in your chest area. What physical sensations? Are they uncomfortable? Do they feel good? Are they pleasing? Or are they really uncomfortable? Notice what you're feeling in your throat area. So just notice if there are physical sensations in those areas of your body, especially your throat, in your chest area, and in your stomach area. And do they feel uncomfortable? For example, throbbing or aching, or stabbing, or burning, or churning, or tight? Or do sensations feel good? For example, pleasing, or warm, or comfortable? Just notice. Now take a deep breath and allow your experience to integrate in your awareness. And just begin to move around just a little bit and take another deep breath and open your eyes if you had your eyes closed. And so now what we want to do is we want to talk about when you feel like you need to set boundaries, or you have set boundaries, or you feel that you don't need to set boundaries, whatever it is, we want to talk, really have a discussion about this. So press one on your keypad. If there's something that you feel right now, just open yourself to your intuition. See, is there anything I need to say about this right now? Because this is our time together to talk with each other. So press one on your keypad, and I'll give you just a moment to do that. So let me just take a moment. Okay, remember to press one on your keypad. That means if you're new to the call, that means that we can see that your hand is up and that you want to speak. And that's how we will know, because we can see if you're raising your hand or not by when you press one on your keypad. So go ahead and do that now if there's anything you need to share. This is a call, it's an interactive call. We want to talk with you, be with you, not just lecture to you. So press one on your keypad, and we will begin calling on people right now. Okay, so I'm going to call on Victoria.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Victoria. Hello, can you
hear me?
Have you been on the call before?
No, this is my first time ever.
Oh, I'm so glad you're on the call. Welcome.
Thank you. So I love this conversation because I was having just this very thing happen today but as you're doing the meditation, I could see I didn't need a boundary, which I thought was very interesting, but yet it still leaves me in a quandary and I guess it doesn't, but anyway. So I have a very dear friend, and we were talking about 3 weeks ago, and she started telling me, you know, some things that were going on in her life, and I was getting kind of triggered, like, okay, I'm disassociating, I'm not here in the conversation, and I knew I needed to hang up and just really tend to myself and work through the process. And I told her I needed to hang up, and some things I need to work through. And we didn't talk very much for the last 3 weeks, and we talked today, and she was really upset that I had done that and not stayed with her and not been able to handle the things that she was saying. And then that felt very heavy, you know, that was an expectation of me from her. And so now it's like, oh, gosh, you know, how do we go on from here? Like, we left it where we would talk about it again later, but it feels super heavy that I'm feeling like she's wanting me to carry something that I just am not wanting to carry. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Well, isn't that fascinating? Victoria, isn't that fascinating? Is that what happened today?
That literally happened today. Yeah.
So that's good. So it's so how can you, in your integrity, and be loving toward her? Because if you're not loving toward her, what that means is you're trying to change her. So in other words, she may be trying to do to you, you know, you may be trying to do to her. And so then you're in a power. Hey, tell me, have you read the Seed of the Soul? What do you know about what we're doing? Where are you at in your process?
Well, I've listened to the book on audio like 3 times, and working through
the Seed of the Soul. The Seed of the Soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I've done a lot of other work and have worked with many teachers and have a trauma certification with Peter Levine. So I have a yoga certification. So I've been doing this awakening work for many years.
Well, I really appreciate you talking about the particular thing that happened today, you know, with your friends, that's really good. And I think as we talk more on the call, it's going to kind of, we'll see if that all fits together. So I know what your situation is, and I'm wondering what other situations people have right now. So I'm going to call on and we'll see where they're at. So thank you so much, Victoria. Welcome. I'm so glad you're on the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call on Christina now.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Gary. Thank
Hi,
you for calling
Christina.
On me. I'm glad that this is the topic because I've, you know, boundaries is one of the main reason I've kind of joined the API program and came into touch with the Seat of the Soul. And I set a boundary with with my father, who is, it's probably the most fearful relationship I have in my life. And especially as it relates to his current wife. And I've been trying very hard since I started this program and this journey to find loving parts of my personality that I could reach into in relation to my relationship with my dad and his wife. And I have really struggled with it. And I just have not been able to find a loving part. It just felt like fear was overtaking me, and I just couldn't get out of it. So my boundary was I just stayed away from him. And but this past week, I had kind of an aha moment where I was able to reach to, it's small, but a small part of love in my personality, where I felt a sense of gratitude to my dad's wife. Which, if you know anything about me, that was huge progress, because I you know, as it relates to her, it was just all fear, but I felt that I could reach for a loving part as it relates to gratitude, because I realized that if she had not come into my dad's life, in our lives, I don't think I would be able to see me and my dad's relationship for what it was, which was me putting him on a pedestal and him being superior. And I didn't realize that that was also fear, that relationship was also fear, that it was not based on love, because it appeared to be love to me. And plus, it was the only type of relationship I've ever had with him since I was a child, so I had no contrast. So I feel like I've made progress because I was able to reach, you know, even though albeit small, at least some part of love. And so it you know, it feels like an inchworm, but this was a big breakthrough for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christina, I love what you're saying, because I can see that you see that setting a boundary has really confined your love.
Yeah.
And you're.
Yeah, because a year ago, I couldn't see any love. Like, it was just felt impossible to me to reach for any sense of love
mm-hmm.
as it relates to either one of them. I was just
mm-hmm.
so resentful and angry. Just living in my fearful parts.
Yeah, well, this is such a big thing. Such a big thing. Well, you know, what I want to do is I'm going to move on to someone else. But
first, I would like to say, Christina, I agree with Linda. This is. You said it's just a little bit of love in me. It's just a little inchworm or something like that. This is big. And,
yeah.
And I think it will help you to begin to open yourself to how large it is. Like for
mm-hmm.
a year, be in association with your father or his wife, his new wife. And now you have cultivated through your intentions the ability to, you might say, begin the fall. But it's not a little thing.
No.
It is a huge thing. The awakening
mm-hmm.
of love is always a big thing. It's a big thing because it's life-changing. And that's why, as you create authentic power, you learn how to cultivate love. It's not only challenging fear, it's cultivating love. And as you can see in this case, the two happen at the same time.
Mm.
So So I congratulate you on this on this major accomplishment. And
Thank you.
Suggest you're welcome. You're very welcome. And I'm grateful that you've shared it so that we can discuss how large and significant cultivating love is and recognizing it and then choosing to act on it. So thank you, Christine, and we'll come back. I just wanted to say that while you're on the phone.
Yeah, I'm so glad you did. It is so true, because how many people even know that they want to change themselves in that way? And you don't want to have that wall up around you that pushes your dad and his wife away. So beautiful.
And the thing that's, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're looking at the effect of the wall on you, not on them, but on you. And that's what you don't, care for when you look at that. Am I saying that correctly?
Oh, 100%. It's so clear to me that me resenting my father for all this past and me feeling like I'm cheated with his dad, I mean, with his wife and all that, it's just eating me. It's not loving. I've really set that intention, like you said, to be loving with both of them. And it hurts. I still have situations where things come up that I feel unfair, but I recognize now that that's just fear. It's old fear in my body. It's not, I just have to reach for love, that I have to do that wherever I can.
That's a new domain of experience, isn't it? Because before you
it's
just
unbelievable.
Felt, yeah, it sure is. This is the process of creating authentic power. And so, well done. And also, you have spiritual partners because you're in the authentic power immersion, and you can reach out to them, and they won't agree with the frightened part of your personality or sympathize or empathize. They'll support you in doing what you're doing, which is recognizing fear, experiencing it, and then challenging it.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing. It's really wonderful. I'd like to call on Walter. Hello, Walter. Let me see.
We don't have your not open yet.
When it is, we will let you know.
Okay. Find Walter and open his phone. There it is.
There it is. Hey, Walter.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. I don't recall consciously setting any what I'll call physical boundaries, but I think, well, I know really that as I look back on it now, on my life now, that I've set emotional boundaries. In other words, there I've not been willing to go beyond a certain level of intimacy. To really be open and engage and exchange. So that's what I wanted to say.
Walter, what you're talking about is what we're talking about, the emotional experience of setting a boundary. Now, in Christina's case, she actually did see her dad for a period of time. But it's the emotional boundary that we're talking about in her case as well as in your case. It's the emotional boundary that created the physical boundary in her case. And it will always create a closing down, a distance, creating a distance. That's what a boundary is. Keep your distance. You stay on that side of the fence because I don't want you on my side of the fence anymore.
Right.
So it's an emotional experience. And
I didn't, I didn't realize I was doing that or had done that.
Yes. But it's clear once you see it, isn't it?
Right.
Well, that's what we're talking about, is seeing it, recognizing it, and then challenging it. Because what you're challenging is the frightened part of your personality that says, enough, I don't want to deal with this. And that creates big distance. Even if it's not physical distance, even if you have to be with that person every day, like a coworker, still a part of you that builds, that sets a boundary is with that person. You have to hear that person, but it allows you to disconnect from that person. And that's what affects you. That's what...
It limits your love, your ability to love.
It limits your awareness. Yes, you have the ability to love, but it limits your ability to enjoy your love.
There we go.
To expand into your love.
Mm-hmm.
To expand into creativity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what setting a boundary does. It affects you. It may or may not affect the other person. If it affects the other person, then you're happy about that. That's the pursuit of external power. Changing the world or another person in order to make yourself feel safe or valuable. But what you've uncovered is exactly what this call is about, setting a boundary. It's an internal dynamic. It's an emotional experience. And we're looking at it so everyone can experiment with where it comes from in themselves and how it affects themselves, not the other people.
Right. And, Walter, I think what you said is that you didn't realize you were setting boundaries, because these parts of the personality that are based in fear are so familiar that we don't even realize when we're pushing someone away, so to speak, pushing our love away from them. We don't want them to experience our love, but then we can't experience our own.
It feels like, from a frightened part of the personality's perspective, it feels like we're pushing them away. But we're not pushing them away. We're pushing our love away. Our own love away.
Experiencing our own love. Right.
Well, thank you, Walter. That's I'm so happy you shared that.
Thank you. Well, I want to call on Janet. Hello, Janet. We're going to open the microphone. Hi.
Thank you. I'm so glad we're talking about this. One of the things that surprised me when we did the little meditation at the beginning was how immediately I felt so many painful sensations in my body, especially in my chest, almost like a panic reaction. It was so intense, and a little bit in other places. And I'm just seeing how exactly what you're talking about, that the boundaries I've been setting in this case with a couple family members, and one is my sister who I'm living with, it has totally limited my life, and it's shut down. My doing that has really closed down my love for her, and it's been completely about trying to control her behavior because it was bothering me so much, or at least bothering the frightened parts of my personality. Where I am challenged, I mean, I'm grateful for this deeper level of insight around this, and the frightened parts are so intense that I feel almost like I'll be like I can't handle them. So I've been setting boundaries, so-called, to protect what I think is protecting myself, but it's hard for me to get to challenge those frightened parts. I guess I'm working on it, but they're pretty intense.
Yeah,
they're intense.
I mean, great parts of the personality are very strong sometimes, and they want to set boundaries. They want to, make someone else wrong.
Actually, any frightened part of your personality pushes people away. It creates distance. When you say, I'm going to set a boundary, you're sort of formalizing that in your mind. I'm going to. Not only create a distance, I'm going to keep the distance because that's what I'm well-being. But is it really in the service of your well-being, which you create for yourself when you do that? That's what we're looking at on this call. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right, because it isn't your well-being that's being served when you let a frightened part of your personality inform what you think is going on,
mm-hmm.
and judge the person and push them away, whether it's energetic or physical, whether it's emotional or physical, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that's what was, I think, a real shift in doing the meditation, realizing how much it was hurting me and how it wasn't actually protecting me. It was actually hurting me and making my world smaller and shutting down my love.
Mm-hmm. That's a powerful insight, isn't it?
Really powerful.
Powerful insight.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody has that insight like you have, it shifts their perception from thinking they're doing something to someone else, maybe that will even hurt someone else emotionally, to realizing they're hurting themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this was very powerful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing, Janet.
Yeah, thank you so much. I want to call on Carol. Carol Ann.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Carol Ann.
Hi. What came to my mind was when we had the people staying with us, the couple that didn't have a home to live in at the time. And I knew that I needed to share something with them, but I didn't know that I could do it from love. I thought I would create a big ruckus in our home, you know, with them there. But I knew it was something I needed to do, and I felt it was supportive for them. But to me, at the time, I was thinking of boundaries. But I know what I was doing was supporting the couple, and it was that they needed to find another place to stay because I live in the country, and he didn't have a driver's license, so he couldn't look for a job. And I remember how it was almost like panic I felt inside me when I approached them about this. And they didn't retaliate or anything. They just said, yeah, they had been thinking about that, and they knew it was time. But I don't know if they had something going on with them that they felt they shouldn't leave here. I'm not sure. But all I know was when I challenged what I thought was setting boundaries. It really wasn't setting boundaries. It was just opening a door, I think, for our relationship to go deeper. And but I do remember how I felt when I approached them to say something that I didn't think they wanted to hear. Yeah, yeah, so.
Carol, it's not the setting boundaries that opened the door for a deeper relationship, but it was your looking at this process in you of setting boundaries and intending to approach it and to change it with as much awareness as you could. Would that be a fair thing to say?
That was, Gary, and that's the first time I've ever done something like that I can remember. And
exactly.
It was frightening. It was frightening for me because I wasn't sure how it was going to, you know, yeah.
Yes, it was frightening. You did it anyway. You challenged that.
I did, yeah.
And that is what opened the door to a relationship, not the same.
And, right, and our relationship has deepened with both of them, and I think it has with my husband because he thought I was wrong to say something to them. And I think he understood after this all played out that it was really supportive of them. So, yeah, it kind of changed the whole dynamics in with my husband and with this couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in my life because as hard as it was, I did challenge that fear in me that just thought, you know, all heck was going to break loose if I did it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well done. Well done, Carol. That's creating authentic power.
It's a good beginning. And next time you don't even need to, you won't even need to explain that it would be good for them. Because it's
right.
really what is the best thing that can happen in this moment that you need with love.
Okay.
And what you need to say. Without, you know, without.
Cool.
You
yeah.
What I mean?
Yes, that would be a different experience yet to say what I needed to say from love and not from fear of yes.
And without attachment to the outcome, because in this case
yeah.
they acknowledged your integrity, or they acknowledged the wisdom of what you were saying. But if they'd been frightened. And really frightened because of their financial situation, they might have reacted instead of responding. But this isn't about what they do.
No.
It's
yeah.
about
yeah.
what you say to them, whether they're
yeah.
grounded or they're not grounded, or they're coming from love or they're coming from fear.
That's the important part, Carol.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Just, I need to say that I know is, yes, supportive for me to say to them. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
What we're talking yes. about is how to do it. And that's what we're congratulating you for, because even though a frightened part of your personality was active, you didn't allow it to keep you from speaking. Or you
right.
didn't let it, or you didn't let it speak to them angrily or in judgment, or at least as much as you could. And that's what opened new pathways to relationship. And that's creating authentic power, Carol. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Now I know what that feels like.
yeah.
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 It was good. I mean, it really was. The relationship has just grown deeper, and I feel it's because they trust me. And I feel that they're open to being, you know, in ways, if I notice something, that they're open to being supported. And maybe sometime they won't be, but I've never, yeah, it's just an interesting relationship. And it's growing deeper. yeah.
Yes. Also, yeah. This is for everyone that's on the call. Notice that it did not feel good at all when you decided
no.
to challenge part of your personality.
No. My frightened part was so strong that it wanted to cry. It wanted to make a scene. It just, you know, to kind of make them feel bad. And it wasn't what it was about. It was just about something that I noticed that I know could support them. And they could, yeah.
What I want to bring your attention to, and everyone's attention to, is that it felt very painful, actually
yeah.
doing it, challenging of a frightened part. But that took you to a place where you were so excited a moment ago about how good it feels. This is something
yeah.
that you understand about authentic power. You have to challenge a frightened part of your personality. Really do it, and then see what
yeah.
happens. To have the satisfaction and the sense of ability to actually be aware of a frightened part and challenge it. And
yeah.
when it creates constructive consequences, there's a real joy in being able to do that, being able to share love that a frightened part of your personality can. And even if the other person, even if the couple didn't respond as they did, there's still a certain exhilaration in developing mastery in your life, self-mastery.
Not letting fearful parts of your personality control you.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you for calling on me. Thank you.
Yeah, great to hear you.
Yeah.
We have quite
yeah.
a few people with their hands up. I think I'm going to take one more now. We'll see if we can get back to more people later. But let me call on Pam. Pam?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, great. Well, it was interesting when you first started talking about boundaries, because I thought, gee, I don't think that's really how I act sometimes. But knowing, you know, what this work is about and really being committed to doing it, so I started feeling, and I thought, gee, there's something going on. I was feeling some pressure in my chest. And then after Walter spoke, it became clear to me. An example was with my son. A couple years ago, he did something that to my frightened parts was hurtful, disrespectful, all those things. And so what I felt I had to do then so that I didn't feel the pain, I wasn't doing it because I was angry or wanted to, I didn't think I was doing it because I wanted to push him away, but I thought, this is too painful, so I'm going to set the boundaries, and I just won't talk to him, and therefore I won't give him the chance to really hurt me again. Of course, this was all my frightened part thinking. And as I really started looking deeper at it, I realized that it was an interesting thing that I think I'm pushing the pain away because I'm not going to talk to him, but that whole time I'm sitting in pain because I'm in this frightened part. And so what I realized is I love my son, and it wasn't about changing him, it was about changing me. And as I did that, it's just been amazing how our relationship has deepened. I've talked about it somewhat before, that I didn't really say anything to him or do anything that he knew physically, five sensorily, but I know soul to soul that it really changed our relationship. And it's been really much deeper since that time. And so I'm so appreciative. But the biggest thing to me was thinking that I'm pushing the pain away, but meanwhile, because I'm thinking he's causing the pain, but when I am able to look deeper and really see what's going on with me, I know that he's just triggering something really deep in me that I want to heal. So it was an amazing experience.
That's powerful, very powerful experience. Absolutely.
Thank you, Pam. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you really almost summarized what Linda and I want to share and intend to share.
Yes.
Which is that, take a broader view. Any frightened part, every frightened part of every personality, including your own, is painful to experience. That's why most people don't experience it. They act on it instead without awareness. And that's being in the control of fear. No frightened part of the personality is painless to experience. They're all painful to experience because they are ways of masking the pain of powerlessness. And that's what you really feel when you begin to develop emotional awareness and you begin to experience the pain of a frightened part of your personality. But after that, you begin to feel how much pain there is as you explore that part of your personality. It's powerlessness. And the pain of powerlessness is the pain of wanting to love and feeling that you're not capable. It's wanting, needing to be loved and feeling that you're unlovable. It's feeling that you're defective, you're inherently flawed. It's wanting to belong and not belonging. And all of that comes up in every one of the churn of that we've heard today, because it's a part of, it's underneath every frightened part. It was Christina's pain of not being able to connect with her father. Pam wasn't aware at first that she was even setting a boundary, because she never said to herself, I'm going to set a boundary between me and her son. She wouldn't say that to herself, but she did. And now that she's recognized it and did recognize it, it created huge transformation. So the fundamental question when it comes to boundaries is this. Where does the idea of the boundary come from? Does it come from love or does it come from fear? This is the fundamental question when it comes to anything. Because the reasons for or against anything, in this case creating a boundary, are beside the point. The reasons will always be righteous from the perspective of the part of your personality that wants to create, in this case, a boundary as a frightened part of your personality. Love includes, fear excludes. Love and fear refer to energies like you were talking about, Walter, not actions. You can vigorously oppose an action. My favorite example of this is Gandhi. Vigorously, unrelentingly, relentlessly opposing the colonial occupation of India by Britain, but he did not exclude British people from his love. He did not close his heart to anyone. Love does not set boundaries. It supports activities that originate in love, such as this struggle against oppression, and including Janet's struggle to open her heart to her sister.
Right. And Pam's struggle.
And Pam's struggle.
Right.
Carol's struggle, Carol
right.
Ann's, everyone's. And opposing ignorance is not the same as closing our hearts to those who are ignorant or those who are self-serving. Another way to say that is ignorance in yourself or in others is lack of awareness of the origin of what you're doing, whether it comes from fear or it comes from love.
Mm.
So somebody is intruding on you, is imposing on you, is doing anything that is activating frightened parts of your personality. They're doing it in ignorance. They're not aware of where their actions are coming from. They may think it's coming from love, but if it's not, they're in ignorance. And when you set a boundary that excludes anyone from your love, as everyone who has said, everyone, it's you that suffers, not they. They don't suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wall them out. You wall yourselves in. Now think about that, which
isn't
is exactly what everyone's been doing.
Yeah, that's an amazing image when you think about it, a wall around yourself whenever you're excluding someone, whenever you need to set a boundary. You are setting what when a frightened part of your personality needs to set a boundary, it's a wall that you put around yourself and your heart and your love.
And that's what everyone on this call who shared has come to this conclusion, either before they shared or during. When you build a wall, you don't wall other people out, you wall yourself in. And everyone here has been unanimous in saying that that's painful, to wall yourself
in.
It doesn't affect other people. The energy of your heart is confined, and that's what causes painful sensations in your chest area, physical sensations. You're either holding in, not expressing love that you have for others, or you're repulsing.
Not allowing the love that others have. That you can receive. You will allow yourself to receive your love, the love that others want to give to you.
Exactly. So another way of saying this is setting boundaries is the pursuit of external power. Setting boundaries is an attempt to change the world in order to feel safe and valuable. The lack of safety and value that you feel that torments you does not come from the world. It doesn't come from your sister, from your house guest, from your father. It comes from within you. The lack of value and safety, self-worth, and trust in the universe. And only creating authentic power can change you.
Right, and what we're saying is that this is how we see the world. This is what our experience is. And we're not saying, if you're new on the call and you're having reactions, or even if you have been on the call many times, just notice that you're having reactions. And you can use what we're saying and try it out, experiment with it, see if it might be true. See if there's a possibility that what we're saying about setting boundaries really doesn't have to do with, it doesn't come from loving parts of the personality, it comes from frightened parts that want to wall your love out, you know, wall yourself away from someone else.
It's always good to experiment with your life, which means it's always good to not suppress or repress or deny a painful emotion, which means painful physical sensations that come with it, because they're coming from fear. And rather than have somebody like Linda or me tell you that, which we do if you're in the authentic power immersion, and which we suggest when you're on a Life Scope call, you can find out for yourself by exploring your emotions, by challenging the frightened parts of your personality, and then you discover for yourself what's healthy and what's not, what creates bliss and what creates pain, what allows you to expand, which means into your love,
yeah,
and what causes you to contract, which means into fear.
Absolutely.
And setting boundaries has been the vehicle that we've all explored today, this process of acting in fear or acting in love, reacting in fear or responding in love. One of them always increases the pain, as we pointed out. You know, yes, you're in pain when you feel like you've got to set a boundary, but how much pain are you in when you set one in your heart and you create distance between you and another person and resentment and anger? And by the way, other people are aware of what you're doing when you create a boundary. You don't have to say, I'm setting the boundary. They can feel it when you shut them out of your heart, when you shut down the energy of your heart. Just like you feel it when other people do that to you.
But really, the whole idea is, what do you want to do? How do you want to be in your life?
But you're creating authentic power now, so when that happens to you, you don't try to change the other person so that you'll feel good in yourself again. You look at the part of your personality, the frightened part, that's causing the pain in you, and you change that. That's creating authentic power.
So what we're going to do is have you have an opportunity now to talk with other people that are on the call. So you'll be in a group of 3 or 4 people, and you'll get a chance to talk to the people that are on the call. If you're new on the call, you won't know. I'm just letting you know that you'll be in a small group that only your group will be talking to each other, so it'll be like 4 people. And you'll get a chance to talk about the things we've been talking about. In fact, I have something else I'd like you to do as you're talking to each other. So what I'd like you to do is, what we're going to do is, you're going to, I'm going to open up the microphones for your group so you'll be able to talk to each other. I'll let you know when. And then what will happen is you'll introduce yourself to each other just very briefly to say, I'm, you know, so-and-so, I'm on a call. I'm Janet, I'm on a call. I'm Pam, I'm on a call in this group with you. And then I'm going to lead you through a little exercise that's very similar to what we've been talking about, so you can talk to each other about it. Since we won't have time to talk to everyone individually, you can talk to each other, which will be really exciting. So I'm going to go ahead and have you right now introduce yourself to the people in your group. So we're going to open up the microphones, and I'm going to give you a minute to do that. So let me just, okay, let's do that right now. Go ahead and begin to introduce yourself. We'll give you 1 minute to introduce you, all 4 of you, introduce yourselves in 1 minute. Okay, so if you didn't get a chance to all introduce yourselves, don't worry about that. You will be able to. I muted the microphones for a few minutes just because I want to have you have something to talk about. So if you can, close your eyes if it's safe to do that where you're at. If it's not, it's fine. Just rest for a moment. It's possible to do that. And then what I want you to do is recall a specific time when you set a boundary or you felt that you needed to. How did it feel to set that boundary? Or the fact that you even needed to set it? What, how did that feel in your body? Those are the physical sensations that you're feeling in your energy centers right now as you think about that time. So go ahead and do that. Did you feel any uncomfortable or painful sensations in your energy processing centers, in your throat area or chest or your solar plexus? Notice. Now imagine that the same person you wanted to set a boundary against. It's doing the same thing to you. They're setting a boundary too. That you both have closed heart to each other. An experiment with how you could love with love and integrity, interact with this person. Just open yourself to that right now. So ask your intuition for help if nothing is coming to you. Go ahead and do that. Just ask your intuition for help. You just take a deep breath now. And what I want you to do is I'm going to ring a chime in a minute, and we're going to open up the microphones, and each one person in the group talks for 1 minute. You'll have a minute to talk about your experiences with what we've been talking about. And I want you to share what you felt in your body when you would set a boundary, or if you thought you set a boundary, or if someone else is setting a boundary against you if you can't think of a time when you set a boundary. And then what happened when you experimented with acting with love and integrity in that situation? I'm going to ring a chime and begin. First person, we'll open up the microphones right now, and I'll let you know when by the chime. And then remember, you'll have 1 minute apiece for each person, and I'll ring a chime between. So first person, begin, and you'll have a minute. Okay, move to the second person now, and you'll have a minute to share about what you're learning about setting boundaries. Just generally, what you're learning and what happened when you experimented with acting with love and integrity. So go ahead, 1 minute. Okay, move to the third person. And if you don't get a chance to finish, don't worry, you'll have more time later. Go move to the third person in your group right now. 1 minute. Okay, if you have three in your group, whoever hasn't said what they need to say, go ahead and say more. And if you have four, it's the time for the fourth person to speak now. And there will be more time, but 1 minute for the fourth person right now. Okay, everyone, just for a moment, we're going to close the microphones down, but you'll be able to get back in your group, so don't worry about that. You'll be able to continue the conversation. But Gary and I are going to be leaving the call now so that you can continue on in your group, and you can stay on the call till for the next 30 minutes if you want to, until 10:30. But if you really have more things to explore, and I recommend that you use the Authentic Power Guidelines as you're speaking to each other, always, because it's a time for you to practice how to create authentic power and spiritual partnership. That's the reason we have the calls. And so we're talking about the particular topic this time of setting boundaries or not setting boundaries, and what that means. That's what we've been speaking about today. And you're going to have time to talk about that. And today, I just want to say happy Groundhog Day. This is Groundhog Day, February 2nd, and we'll be on a call next month, March 2nd. So it will be a month from now that we'll be on another call with you. And if you had planned to sign up for the Journey to the Soul, be sure that you do that soon, because it's really wonderfully filling up in a way that I'm really excited about all the wonderful people we've been hearing about that are coming and everything. But if you are planning to do that, make sure you don't put it off. We'll be leaving the call, but what I recommend that you do is continue talking about what this means for you and explore when you set boundaries and how you could do things differently. And I just think it's a really powerful topic. It's a powerful way to look at how to create with love rather than fear, how to be in spiritual partnership with each other. So you have that possibility on this call to continue this discussion in a really powerful way. So
Linda mentioned Groundhog Day, which today is, but she also did because there's a movie with the same name, Groundhog Day, that is our favorite. If you haven't seen it, it's a really fun and remarkable movie with Bill Murray and Andy McDowell. And it's about the same thing happening again and again and again on Groundhog Day. It's always Groundhog Day. And that's the way it is when your frightened parts of your personality, the same ones, keep coming up over and over again. It's Groundhog Day over and over. Everyone on this call, everyone on the earth has experienced that. Well, this movie continues until at the end, the hero, and that is Bill Murray.
Are you going to tell them?
Yes,
okay.
Because it applies to what we're doing.
Okay.
The movie doesn't celebrate repetitively, robotically, unconsciously repeating your life again and again and again. It shows that when you do, eventually, you'll come to care about other people. You'll come to experience the love that we've been talking about today, the love that you keep yourself from experiencing and sharing when you, quote, set boundaries. So this call is a celebration of the end of the movie.
Yes.
When the hero and the heroine move beyond, especially the hero, moves beyond this same everyday pursuit of external power that is relentless and takes countless different forms until at last he learns to move beyond that. And that's what we've been talking about. That's what everyone who has shared on this call has shared. Moving beyond something that's kept them imprisoned before. And ironically, he thought was imprisoning someone else by setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Has been imprisoning them. So I'm happy to celebrate this with you. Take a look at the Groundhog Day movie sometime. And
enjoy yourself. It's very funny. Yeah.
And take a
and
look
very true.
And take a look at your life sometime, like
yeah.
we suggest, as soon as the call is over, because
mm-hmm.
you're doing it now,
mm-hmm.
but to continue after the call is over and enjoy that too.
Enjoy being with each other in your groups now too. You have this opportunity to create authentic power, to practice creating authentic power and spiritual partnership with other people who want to do the same. So have a wonderful rest of your call and rest of your time with your group and a wonderful day.
So would you open the microphones now?
As we leave. Bye now.
They're all open.
Okay.
Goodbye, everyone. Enjoy yourself.
You can go ahead and talk with your group. Do that now.